Hi, my name is Daniel Garber, and I review movies each Friday morning for CulturalMining.com and Take 5, CIUT 89.5 FM. Even with all the big-budget sequels based on superhero comic books, defunct cable TV shows, video games, and worse, there are still a few movies that avoid that trap. Today I'm going to look at some new movies that have, in one way or another, broken out of the usual corporate mold to appeal to a more specialized demographic. Well, one of the big hits last weekend was Sex and the City 2. I haven't had the pleasure yet, but I have seen some samples and promotions in the drugstore, the newspaper, the movie theaters, the grocery store, everywhere. It's what some people refer to as a chick flick, though it doesn't exactly fit that model. So they're chick flicks, usually romantic comedies or historical dramas, and also big last weekend was Iron Man 2. Some people are calling that kind of action movie with lots of guns and bombs and chase scenes a dick flick, though that might be a better description of the Judd Apatow romantic comedies that take the male point of view. But what about those movies that can't be called a chick flick or a dick flick, but also don't fall in the cinema highbrow category? What about those movies that appeal to the movie geek, the nerd squad? What are they called? Hey, if any listener can think of a good name for nerd movies, a badly neglected genre, write in. Let me look at three new geek flicks. First, it came from Kuchar, directed by Jennifer Kroot. George and Michael Kuchar are a pair of twins from New York City who have been making strange, low-budget, kitschy exploitation movies since they were 12 years old. Together and separately, they've directed hundreds and hundreds of these things. They're interviewed in this documentary along with some of their actors and many of their famous admirers. The Kuchar brothers started making 8mm shorts as kids in their parents' basement in the Bronx. They got their neighbors and family members to play the parts. They combined melodramatic, campy stories and extremely broad amateur acting within the world of B-movies, the land of serious exploitation genre movies, horror, monster, thriller, murder, sex, all the rest. Their filmography reads like a haiku written in Man magazine. Hold me when I'm naked. Color me shameless. Thunder crack. Boulevard Kishka. The Kuchars would make up and costume their actors in unusual ways. They paint enormous, dramatic black eyebrows on all their female characters. Maybe they were influenced by the old silent movies, Valentino, Theda Bara, with their heavy makeup and melodrama. Keep in mind, in the early 1960s, those old silent movies were not ancient and forgotten at all. They were as omnipresent then as 80s movies are to filmmakers today. The Kuchar brothers were also known for integrating all the organic aspects of life that were not previously shown in movies, such as toilet functions, throwing up, blood and guts, things like that, that were intentionally left out of mainstream films because they're gross and also because they were banned. You couldn't show it. But they made underground movies where you can do whatever you want. That's a movement that really took off in the 60s, and they later moved to San Francisco, where they also became part of the underground comics movement in the 70s. So in this fun documentary, you see the big names of today, John Waters, Guy Madden, Anna Magoyan, talking about how the Kuchar films influenced them. And they show some of their signature techniques and show them shooting their latest production. It's a hilarious documentary because you get to see the little clips of some of their films, like cheesy UFOs, a guy with 3-foot dangling testicles, a haunting melodramatic scene of a woman taking out the trash, god-awful rubber puppet monsters. They show all that without you having to sit through a whole Kuchar movie. Next, I'm going to look at Splice, directed by Vincenzo Natali. Vincenzo Natali is not so famous, but I think he's one of the most successful Canadian directors there is. He directed the science fiction movie Cube, about a bunch of people stuck inside an elevator like Cube who want to get out, which was extremely popular in many countries overseas while largely overlooked in Canada. Cool story, so-so acting. His latest movie, Splice, starring Sarah Paulson and Adrian Brody, is his first big name, bigger budget movie. Elsa and Clive, that's Sarah Paulson and Adrian Brody, and his brother Gavin are scientists who work in a research lab for the NERD, as in nerd, corporation. They're trying novel ways to combine the DNA, the genetic information of various animals, But their big breakthrough, a new life form, a sort of walking lump of flesh that can mate and reproduce, has a rather dramatic failure. So it's back to the old drawing board. But ELSA wants to take it even further. Their next project on the sly has human DNA spliced into the mix to create a new life form, sort of like the island of Dr. Moreau. It's totally illegal. But ELSA wants to hang on to this rapidly growing flesh lump. She becomes its protector. She even names her Dren. That's nerd spelled backwards. But as she grows up, Dren's human and various animal parts begin to appear. First scary, then cute, a rabbity cleft palate, and then later, something else again. ELSA and Clive are forced to smuggle her out of the lab and up to their cottage for some homeschooling. And there, out in the woods, the rapidly growing and maturing Dren adds a third wheel to the young scientific couple's relationship. Splice is a good, if sometimes unintentionally funny, horror movie. There are some groaners, but the story itself is interesting and creepy and scary enough with good special effects to keep you watching. It's an unapologetically B-movie with a feel of early Cronenberg, like Scanners and The Brood, but with Guillermo del Toro adding his name as an executive producer. What more could you ask for? Finally, Micmacs, directed by Jean-Pierre Jeunet, stars Danny Boone, who made the phenomenally successful Welcome to the Sticks, Bienvenue chez les Ch'tis. This is the most captivating movie by French director Jean-Pierre Jeunet in a long time. He's best known for Amelie, but I like Delicatessen and City of the Lost Children better. In Micmacs, Basil, played by Danny Boone, is a video store clerk who wants nothing more than to lip-sync all the words to Casablanca while squeezing the goop out of a Lavashki refoil triangle. But when he's hit in the head with a stray bullet, his life collapses. He becomes a homeless busker on the streets of Paris. But he's rescued and adopted by a family of circus-like oddballs who live in a hidden lair inside an old junkyard. Each of them has a special ability, an inventor, a contortionist, someone who can calculate and estimate, who, cobbled together, form a sort of a salvage material X-Men team. One day, Basil discovers that the headquarters of the company that made the bullet lodged in his brain and almost killed him is across the street from the company that made the landmine that blew up his father when he was a boy. So he vows revenge on both their houses. And his new family agrees to help him out. Rejecting high-tech surveillance to find out their secrets, Basil bugs the offices of the two industrialists by dangling telephone receivers down their chimneys. With the new info, his plan goes into high gear. That's another thing that separates a geek flick from a mainstream movie. The arms dealer in Iron Man is the hero. In Micmacs, he's the villain. The movie is made up of lots and lots of short, funny vignettes strung together. Puns, pantomime, gags, gibberish talking, contraptions, fake sign language, fake accents and dialects, combined with multi-part stings, Rube Goldberg-style contraptions, and steampunk machinery strung together from salvaged materials. It's like old Jacques Tati movies, but rebuilt with the speed of a modern-day TV cartoon. I definitely missed some of the jokes and didn't get all the French political references to Sarkozy and company. But that didn't matter. You can appreciate this movie without a word of French, without even reading the subtitles. It's a very funny, cute, enjoyable, fast-moving slapstick comedy, intricately made, starring lots of the same faces from previous Jeunet movies, along with some new ones. Micmacs is a great geek flick with some good romantic comedy, chase scenes, and explosions too. Something for everybody. Just to review, today I talked about three good geek flicks. Micmacs, now playing, Splice, opening today, and It Came From Kuchar, which played last weekend as part of the Inside Out Festival. And if anyone can think of a good new name for geek flicks, write me. This is Daniel Garber reviewing movies every Friday morning on Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.